Thank you for coming back to Effed Up True Crime. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and if you do, you'll never miss any content from us and updates on any cases that we cover. Also, don't forget that we have pages on all the major social medias: Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. But Facebook is where I spend a lot of my free time, which there isn't much of these days. But I just find it easier to interact with people on Facebook. We will also be setting up a merch store for mugs, t-shirts, bags, and anything else that you collect. Once that has been set up, we will post it to all of our pages, and I will let you know through podcasts and vlogs. So, with that all said, let's get into today's case. Today's case is very recent. It started 4 days ago, I believe. It all began on Monday of this week when a curly-haired toddler waited alone in a parking lot wearing nothing but a black t-shirt and a diaper. He was barefoot, standing in an empty space in the middle of an apartment complex. A woman by the name of Ebony Williams was parked nearby when she noticed the boy nearby. She figured his mum must have been around, and maybe she was getting something out of the car and the toddler had wandered off, which is the first thing you think of. So Williams got out of her truck, and that was when she heard the poor little boy crying. The boy's name is Camden Cabot, and he was found at the 1860 block of Southwest 68th Avenue at 7 a.m. Williams went on to call the police after she had exhausted all other options of looking for the parents of this child, and contacted the Miramar Police Department, who took over the efforts on the family's behalf. This included knocking on doors, passing out flyers, stopping cars that were driving by the complex, and posting the boy's picture all over social media. Now, if you follow me, you would have seen the posts about this little boy when he didn't have a name. Tina Ruse from the police department said, "We are extremely concerned as to what possibly could have happened. Usually in cases like this, within an hour or two, three tops, someone will come forward saying that they know who the child is, or maybe a parent will come forward. It's quite unusual for it to have been more than 24 hours now, and we still don't have any information that can assist us in identifying this child." It was also made known that the boy didn't have any injuries on him, none that they could see, and that still is the case 4 days later. Shortly after the news conference, people claiming to be related to the child came forward, and they contacted the local police department. The child's relatives live in Jasper, Alabama, which was a 12-hour drive from where the boy was found. In the meantime, while all of this is going on and the relatives are still out of town, the boy was placed into foster care. And at this stage, little did we know that the mother was in trouble. I had a gut feeling that something wasn't right after this little boy was named, and from seeing the family's posts and seeing their videos, you can tell that this mother, on any normal circumstance, would never leave this child alone. So there are more questions than anything at the moment. The grandmother of the missing girl said she would never have left her baby, never. 2 days later, police were still looking for the child's mother and trying to solve the mystery of how he wound up all alone in that parking lot. At the time, they had a feeling that the mother could have been Leela Calvert, a woman who had been missing from a town called Jasper, where the rest of the family lived. But I don't know if she was missing because people actually spoke to her in that time, so I'm not 100% sure if there was ever a doubt. In a Facebook post, the Miramar police said they were concerned for her safety. They put up photos of Leela's truck saying that she was last seen driving a white Chevy 3500 with a maroon tailgate and a baby on board sign on the passenger side window. The boy's aunt, Gina Lewis, told ABC affiliate WPLG that her sister Leela, which now they had confirmed that they believed that this child's mother was Leela, that Leela nor her family have any connections to South Florida. So they had no idea what the hell she would be doing with the little one down in Florida. The last person who had contact with Leela was her grandmother. Leela's grandmother, Carol Ferdinand, was the final person to communicate with the 21-year-old on July 26th through a Facebook message. The three sisters then drove from Alabama to South Florida to reunite with their 2-year-old nephew, Camden. They met with detectives at the Miramar Police Department in hopes of learning why little Camden was left alone and what happened to his 21-year-old mother, Leela. "We just want to know that my sister is okay," Gina Lewis, the sister of Leela, told reporters. "We're not really sure what's going on." Leela lives in Atlanta, while the rest of her family lives in Jasper, which is northwest of Birmingham and some 800 miles from Miramar. Like we said, a 12-hour drive. The family said Leela didn't have any known ties whatsoever in Florida. And they're desperate for answers. And you can't blame them. This is so odd for a woman just to be snatched up and gone. Only 20 minutes ago, I checked to see if there are any new updates, but none so far. Leela's family told reporters that they last spoke to her about 2 weeks ago. So this is the sisters, I believe. "I FaceTimed her on July 17th. We're on the phone for about an hour and she was fine," one of the sisters said. "She didn't have any plans to come to Florida, so we're really confused right now," as you would be. "It was only a few hours ago now that my phone began beeping and going off its head with Google alerts while I was trying to sleep," which, by the way, when I can get sleep, whew, that is a precious thing. Sleep and I do not get along. Usually it ain't my friend, that is for sure. Anyway, the alerts were telling me that Leela's truck had been located in the lot of a Walmart in Hollywood, Florida. It's about, from what I've checked, it's about 11.4 mile drive from where Camden was found wandering all alone. There are just so many unanswered questions in this case, and it is doing my head in. I want answers for this little boy. I hope she's home safe soon. I really do. Miramar police on Wednesday evening announced they had turned over Leela's disappearance to Hollywood Police Department. Josh Freeland, who knows Leela from her time in Georgia, said that the whole thing doesn't make sense. She's a mother, a great one at that. She has a love for people I can't explain. And she's one of the few people I will care for the rest of my life. I just want her home back where she belongs. Cam doesn't deserve this. That baby is 2 years old and has been with her ever since he was born. He then went on to extend his support to the family. A man by the name of Levi Arnold was initially named as the boy's father, but he eventually came forward and said that he was dating Leela after she had Camden, and that he wasn't the father, and he hasn't seen him for a year. It was also claimed that Arnold stepped up as a father figure when the little boy was born. Arnold split with Leela shortly afterwards. The biological father is actually 35-year-old Daniel Lee West of Georgia, and he is now seeking custody of the child while the search for Leela continues. Good on him. I just want Leela and Camden safe, he told the Herald. Leela is a great mum. She would do anything for our son. He said that the Florida Department of Children and Families requiring him to prove his paternity. Leela's sisters have come out to say that he is the father, but of course they're going to need proof. CPS is supposed to tell me what to do. I am coming there as soon as they do, he said. West said he and Leela met over 2 years ago in Georgia, but did not have a lasting relationship. Our relationship was about Camden only. It said that they hooked up and Camden was the result of that hookup, but have tried to get along ever since the boy was born. So props to them, because that's not an easy thing to do. He said he stayed in touch with Leela and their son after they moved to Alabama and back to Georgia earlier this year. And he financially supported the child, so he paid his child support. There's been no dispute on that. Leela was living in Dawnsville, Georgia with her aunt, Robin Jenkins, according to the father of the child, until a disagreement between Leela and the aunt led the young mother to move in with a friend. Back in February 2020, a family member filed a police report alleging Leela had been using crack cocaine at her residential home. She had been arrested in 2019, so last year, if you're watching this in the future, on charges of drug abuse, according to Alabama court records. But the resolution of the case isn't stated anywhere, so it could be ongoing. Miramar police said that the boy is remaining under the care of the Department of Children and Families. He is reported to be doing fine after being found, although it took 2 days for police to identify the stranded child, who was spotted wandering around the apartment parking lot, which is understandable because they don't have any ties to Florida. Fortunately, we have social media now. And fortunately, a lot of people share these cases. So being a 12-hour drive, a lot of people only have their local news on their phones, so they only get updates of local news. So it did take a couple of days for the family to actually see and find these posts. And the second they did, they called the police. The last time Daniel Lee West saw his son Camden, they were playing in his mother's yard near the historical center of a small town about 60 miles northwest of Atlanta in Georgia. He may need to take a DNA test to be reunited with the 2-year-old. Because, well, I'm guessing they just want to know that he's the father, and they will have to do their own investigation to make sure that there are no court orders for the father to stay away from the child, and I'm guessing that once all of this is done, I haven't been able to find anything on the guy, so I think that he's in the clear. So I'm hoping that they are reunited soon, because as you can see from the photos, that they love that little boy and they want him. So that's reassuring. We were given a possible timeline through a True Crime Society member. So Thursday, 23rd of the 7th, 2020, at 12:34 p.m. Daniel sent money to Leela at Dawnsville Walmart. On Friday, the 24th of the 7th, Daniel talks to Leela and he said that he was in Georgia at the time. Saturday, the 25th, a friend claims she talked to Leela. At around 11 a.m, Daniel is messaging Leela asking to see Camden. No responses from Leela or answering of his calls. And at 6 p.m, the messages still said that they were unread. So she doesn't have her phone, or her phone's been taken from her. I'm hoping that they can get like the last ping, because a lot of people keep their phones in their pocket. So if she was snatched, then, because they're not going to stand there and pat you down before they snatch you. So hopefully there are some pings on the cell phone towers that they'll be able to go off and find the girl. It was said that there was a body found yesterday in that area, but it wasn't said if it was a male or a female. I'm just putting that out there before people go, why didn't you mention it? I don't, my gut tells me it's not her, but I don't know. I guess I'm hoping it's not her, because this little boy, you watch the videos, you watch the videos, you look at the photos, and you can see that this is a loving mother. And I don't want this case to turn into, well, she's a junkie. Because a lot of times that's what happens, and then an investigation goes cold because people are like, well, she was a junkie, who gives a shit? This kid needs his mum, and if they can't find her, he still needs answers. So I hope that they keep going with this case. Now, in closing, there are going to be many updates on this case, and I will make sure to bring them to you. I'm very, very much hoping that there is a happy ending. I believe the family when they say that she would never leave their son. She would never leave her son alone, especially in a parking lot. So, but if you have any information, even if you think it is totally unrelated, if you think you've seen something, if you think you've heard something, or someone has said something that triggered you a little bit and go, oh, maybe that could be connected. It doesn't matter how little you think it is, it actually could help. So I am going to make sure that I put up all of the contacts on the end of this. And I'm also going to put all the details of people you can call and email in the description. So if you have anything, please contact the local Hollywood, Florida Police Department. I know it was a sweet and short one, and as I said, this is an ongoing investigation that's pretty much just started. And I will make sure that I continue to get those alerts on my phone. I'm going to try and do some digging today. But once there is a update, I will make sure that it goes up. Even if it's for 5 minutes, I'll make sure that you are all up to date. I've been working on this for a few days. The Cherish Periwinkle case. My God. There is so much to go over. There is so much on the backgrounds of these people. That's a case that I'll be bringing to you. I'll work on it over the weekend to make sure it's the next one. But as I said, I will hop on if there are any updates. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And I will be back with that case. Unless something really breaks, unless there's a huge case that comes out in the next couple of days, the Cherish Periwinkle case will be next. Thank you. I am totally out of breath today. And No COVID, don't worry, been tested, negative, just run down. And thank you again for joining us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and your little ding ding button, and the updates that I put up will immediately come to you, so you will not be out of the loop. Thank you again, and I hope to talk to you on Facebook. Go over there, throw us a line, throw us a case. I love it when people throw me cases. They're awesome, especially ones I haven't heard of, which we will be bringing. I've got a list. People have been amazing. They've been jumping onto Facebook and they've been sending me messages, and I really appreciate it, guys. It's so awesome. Love it. And I love the interaction. I am not a person that likes to interact in person. I don't know why. But social media wise, no problem. I guess, I don't know. Sheldon Cooper complex, I guess it is. All right, so I'm going to go and work on that case right now. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. And I hope you have a great weekend if I don't pop on. Bye.